Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. What time is that? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. As you heard, it's News from the Nest. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, talks about the selection of last night's first-round pick.
We're very, very excited to draft Nate Wiggins, one of the, in my opinion, the best cover corner in the draft. Highly athletic, fantastic feet. Really, in our opinion, a guy that can grow into being a true shutdown type corner. Ecstatic that he fell to us.
Good for Eric. I mean, Eric seemed, you know, it wasn't like he was BSing us. I think he was excited. Because, you know, he comes pretty much right after and talks to the media and stuff, and he seemed really excited. And I'm happy for the Ravens that they got, you know, a guy that they had at 20 and he fell down to them. That's awesome for them. And I hope that, you know, the kid is everything they think he is, because he's got talent, he's got speed, he's got abilities. He needs some coaching, some development, but that's what they pay those guys to do out there at the Ravens.
Yeah, Nate Wiggins falls, air quotes, to 30 as the defensive players had to wait their turn. First 14 picks were of the offensive variety, but Eric DaCosta talked to the media after the draft, well, the first round anyway, about moving up or down, and everyone, what's the old song, ringing his bell?
The phone rang a lot this year,
ring,
more so than it has in the last couple of years, and I can honestly say that we've probably had 8 different potential trades that we could have investigated.
Holy mackerel, a strong 8 right there.
Yeah, so I mean, people wanted to come up from the second round, I'm guessing, or people in front of them wanted to go back, do you want to come up? That's a lot of phone calls when you're sitting at 30. I'll bet you Washington was one of them wanted to come up, you know, to try to get a tackle or something. So, yeah, good for them. Because, you know what? What you tell them, and I'm guessing probably what Eric was telling them was, call us when we're on the clock. If our guy's not there, then we'll look to move. But if our guy's there, we're gonna use the pick.
Now, I asked you this earlier, and Todd Karpovich from BaltimoreSports.com brought it up last hour. Tyler Guyton went at 29.
Yeah.
And Dallas moved up to get him, filling a need there. But if Guyton's there, Wiggins is there, are we having the same conversation?
Well,
today?
It's we don't know where they had Guyton rated, but they had Wiggins at 20. So if Guyton, Bob, is rated at 26 or 27 or something, they're still going with Wiggins. I think it would have been interesting to see. But I'm guessing because of where he went, I would think that Wiggins would have... I think they were kind of excited about Wiggins when... Because we heard Harb say, we were in Hewitt's office, and we said, damn, could Wiggins fall to us? So I think it was, when Wiggins was still there, I think it was all about the corners.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, was asked last night what the first rounder brings to the equation here.
It gives us another quality starting corner. I'd say we got three legitimate starting corners. He's got to come and improve it and do it and all that, but we expect him to do it. We were excited. We were looking for Nate.
Yeah, so, I mean, that kind of answers, Bob. You know, they maybe, and I don't know how they had the offensive lineman rank. Maybe they only had six or whatever guys that they felt like could come in and help them. And then with Wiggins, I mean, John just said, we were looking for Wiggins. So, I mean, they kind of had him zeroed in, it looked like.
I find it fascinating. He said we have three quality corner. It's, well, you know, it's Brandon Stevens, Marlon Humphrey, Nate Wiggins. Calling you out there, Jalen Armand Davis and Pepe Williams. Get your asses out there on the field. I know playing hurt is a very difficult thing to do in that realm of a living, but, you know, it's time to, what do they say, poop or get off the pot. Yeah,
put up or shut up.
5880-1057, the fan news from the Nash. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Nate Wiggins, Harbs, inside or outside right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see him as an outside corner. That's kind of where he's made his hay, but he plays inside as well, and he did it in college. I think we'll just continue to be versatile with what we do with those DBs. Move them around, let them play in different spots.
Yeah, I don't think you want to pigeonhole him into one spot. And, yeah, just let him do it all. And I think we're going to see him a lot, the OTAs and stuff, Bob. I think we'll see a lot of him up in press coverage just because he can turn and run. I mean, he's going to be as fast or faster than all the receivers he plays against.
What, I mean, we don't know what Zach Orr's philosophies will be as a play caller. That Zach and Nate and Chris Hewitt are going to speak with the media at 3 o'clock, but... I mean, is there a similarity with Mike McDonald? There's going to be some tweakage. Everybody wants their own kind of identity, I would assume, here.
Well, he played for Wink and coached with Mike, correct? So he's going to have a Ravens background. And hopefully he takes kind of what he likes from both and puts his personality on it.
It's 5880-1057, the fan. It is news from the Nest here on this Featured Artist Friday. Here's Nate himself talking about, hey, are you the best corner in the draft?
Just my speed and my instincts and my physicality, just being on that island. Just being man-on-man, I feel like I'm the best man-on-man corner. I'm the best corner in the draft, so it takes speed by itself.
To me, that's a dumb question to ask. Are you the best corner in the draft? You know, I mean...
That wasn't the direct question, to
right.
be fair.
He but, just kind of elaborated on it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's got – Bob, let me see. Receivers and corners are probably the most confident, cocky guys in the league, I would say, personality-wise.
Now, there's a second and third round tonight. And you think two offensive players –
Oh, I think guaranteed.
Dane Brugler, as we said, going 2-0 lineman, guard and a tackle.
Hey, Bob, I wouldn't mind that at all. I got no problem because I think it's going to be O-line, could be O-line, O-line receiver, O-line running back. I think somewhere in that vicinity, the next three picks, because they have 2-4s, correct? I think so.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be I'm hoping it's like O-line, running back, receiver, something like that.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, how about we count some cash? A little buy or sell coming your way and the sports subjects of the day. Rocco Bacco is going to be joining us, massinsports.com. Orioles go 4-2 on the road. They come back home at first place by percentage points over the Yankees, who lose last night to the A's. A's are in town. Corbin Burns going for win number 4. We'll get into that and more. And the pitching staff, the rotation in particular, means Bradish, how close are they to coming back? And when they do, who gets a... I say reassigned, but who gets shuffled into a different role? That might be more fair to say. And then a fun house trip, Nolan McGraw. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. American League East report. Busy weekend in Major League Baseball coming up in the division. That's the toughest in the league. We'll get into that. And then Vic Carucci. NFL Network Radio. Atlanta did good or did bad? At least public perception is the opposite.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instead of that.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. We're on this featured artist Friday. It's Elvis Costello, as chosen by you, the people. Second day of the NFL draft tonight, second to third round. Ravens have a couple of picks for now. Maybe things will change. Orioles are back home for the Oakland A's, who just split a four-game series with the Yankees in the Bronx. NBA Stanley Cup playoffs rocking and rolling. There are some fights, by the way, some homage coming up this weekend if you're inclined for the pugilism. So plenty to get into. But I could use a detailing on my car, which means I could use some extra cash. Do we have it? Buy or sell?
You definitely got it, Bob. Oh, the Dow's up 166. The S&P's up 54. NASDAQ is up 316. DraftKings up $1.67. Under Armour's up 11 cents. So, yeah, you got a little extra spending money.
Even to vacuum it, too?
Oh, you can vacuum it, spray a little spray in there.
Oh, it's a serious question. I got cloth seats in my car.
Yeah.
And my wife bought some crustaceans last week, put the bag on the seat, and it kind of leaked. So I got a big old stain. Huh? Anyone know how to get that out? That'd be super terrific.
Doesn't still smell, does it?
No.
No, that's good.
I don't know. I'm old. I can't see, hear, or smell.
Go in, step in the car. You smell like the port.
No. I did smell gas in there, too, when I was filling up the little container to fill my lawnmower up. I'm losing it. Who am I again? What are we doing?
Buy or sell. Buy or sell is brought to us by the Farmer's Dog.
What's
and we'll
up,
start
dog?
Here in the NBA.
Yes.
No love lost between the Pacers and the Bucks. All of their regular season games this year seem to have some sort of extra drama. The talking has returned now that the stakes are higher in the playoffs. Bobby Portis, there with Milwaukee, he sounded off after Indiana got the best of his Bucks in game two. His quote says, quite frankly, they're front runners. When the stuff, and he didn't say stuff, but when the stuff is going good, they're laughing, clapping and all that. When it's going bad, they're not saying nothing. Maybe some sour grapes after a loss, but buy or sell, Bob, the Bucks' playoff experience will be enough to get past a younger Pacers team.
I'm selling that because Milwaukee is defensively challenged, as are the Pacers. I think the Bucks are front runners too. The game one, Lillard had 35 in the first half. Didn't even score the second half as they dominated. Giannis is doubtful for tonight's game. No, I'm selling that they're front runners. I think it goes either way.
In the NFL, the Cowboys, they've done the expected. They're going to pick up Micah Parsons' fifth-year option. As it stands now, the option will pay him over $21 million in 2025, the going rate for a defensive end. Now, it's important to note here, Parsons does line up really all over the place on that defense, but a lot of time at defensive end, came out as a linebacker, and he would probably prefer to be labeled as a linebacker because it would earn him even more on that fifth-year option. Mike Florio is reporting that a grievance could be filed by Parsons for a different designation. This isn't the first time this D-end versus linebacker debate has popped up when it comes to the option. But Vinny Byersell, it will all be a moot point because Parsons won't be playing on the fifth-year option.
I'm going to buy that. They'd be smart to get a deal done with him. I think Suggs was the first guy that really challenged it. What's that? The position.
D-end versus linebacker.
Yeah. For the arbitration thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what did he... I can't remember if he won or lost.
I think he got a deal done.
That sounds more like
it. Yeah, you can't pigeonhole me into this because I do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like all of us. We're all Swiss Army knives in life.
Now, speaking of Micah Parsons, Vincent ran into him at the bar at Penn State Saturday night. Said he's a big dude.
Is Vincent going to be on the next podcast episode? Talking smack about someone else in the NFL?
I doubt it. He may be talking nuclear engineering, and then we won't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, somebody I'd like to hear Parsons talk about that.
Yeah, Parsons, somebody should show him a box where that Green Bay playoff game before he starts running his yapper too much.
How about more in the NBA here? Yeah. Suns versus Timberwolves. That'll resume tonight with Phoenix down 2-0. A 49-33 regular season record for the super team Suns. They didn't live up to their expectations that came with their roster construction. Booker, Durant, Beal, three stars that have not hit the floor much together because of injuries. And when they did, chemistry just wasn't really there. Now could be heading for a quick exit at the hands of a young upstart Minnesota team. Buy or sell, Bob, the super team formula of bringing three top-tier stars together has run its course in the NBA.
I'm going to sell that soft sell. How's that sound? I mean, because the Clippers, what, they have Paul George, Kawhi, and now James Harden. So they're still kind of clanking around, but it's at the end-all, be-all of accumulating championships. And not necessarily, but I'm going to soft sell that it's over because there's always a petulant, self-important player who's going to whine his way out of wherever he is right now. But Phoenix is in big trouble, by the way.
Right. Let's see. How about one more here? The Caps have not fared well at all against the Rangers so far in this playoff series.
Nope.
The lack of production from Alex Ovechkin, pretty puzzling. No goals or assists. And really not many opportunities either. Just one shot on goal between both games. Coach Spencer Carberry said, quote, he should on a nightly basis get four or five looks, whether they go in or not. He's not getting those looks, whether that's a product of his matchups or a product of the line combinations. We'll see. Vinny Byersell, we should expect to see a much more active OV tonight.
I'll buy it because they're at home and stuff too. And... he's been getting criticized a little bit from the media. So I think Ovi's going to come out with his A game tonight. I'm looking forward to watching the game.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Caps tonight, Orioles tonight, most importantly around these parts, taking on the Oakland A's. We're going to talk about that with Rock Abaco from MassinSports.com when we come back. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. You want to get in, talk about the draft, look ahead to the Orioles, by the way, who are in first place on April the 26th. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Going to hear from Lewis Riddick kissing some Ravens rear end. And then American League East report. Vic Carucci talks about the draft. All we're hearing about is what Atlanta did wrong, apparently, and not what everybody...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Else did
Vinny and Haney. on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
5887 The Fan, featured artist Friday. A little Elvis Costello for you. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Anything you want to hear from him, send your request to the Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Orioles back home after a 4-2 road trip through Kansas City, which is never easy, well, at least this year, and then Anaheim, which has been quite easy for a lot of teams. Now the A's come to town and did the Orioles a favor by splitting four in the Bronx. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato joining us to talk about the weekend series. Look ahead to some interesting decisions that could be made with the rotation from MassinSports.com. He is on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Rockabaco Rock. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Radio. If you haven't played that yet, obviously that's a must from Elvis.
Yeah, we kind of intentionally leave like the familiar songs till later in the show.
Okay.
Even though, you know, we air quotes go along with what the people text in. If you're picking up what I'm putting down there, Rockabaco here. But I jokingly asked Ryan Ripken a couple of days ago about Gunnar Henderson and the splits, righty versus lefty. I tell you what, this is a nothing to see here, please disperse conversation right now, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the thing with Gunnar Henderson is that I'm thinking of is Cal Ripken every time, because I seem to recall Cal being a rookie of the year 1 year and MVP the next. And I feel like Gunnar's trending in that direction as well. I mean, who's been better this year overall than this guy? And, you just play him every day. You keep him at the top of the lineup. I don't understand the debate about, oh, move him down. He's a big run producer. It's like he still comes up with guys on base, and he can get you a quick 1-0 lead. And it's such a deep lineup. Like, why would you need to lower them? They're scoring runs up and down at this point, other than obviously the ninth spot when Jackson Holliday's in the lineup and he's scuffling. But you've got Kowser and Westberg like 7 and 8. It's a very deep lineup. So I think if it ain't broke, right, you just let Gunnar play every single day leading off and everything's fine.
Now, the play he made defensively in the finale against the Angels, where Westberg had rolls under the glove. Well, it was a shot under the glove, and then backhand hose, Mountcastle, a nifty stab there at first base. I mean, Belanger and Cal. I mean, we have Bordick. We have all these brilliant Luis Aparicio going way back when. The shortstop lineage of great defensive performance is undeniable. I'm not putting him in that category just yet long term, but we talk about upside defensively. Rock, what are we looking at here with this guy?
Right. You left out Davy Cruz.
Davy Cruz, my bad. Sorry about that.
the human statue at shortstop. But yeah, he's, what's amazing, it's the range, first of all, to get to that ball, and then to have the arm strength to make that play on the outfield grass. And, I didn't quite understand initially. They said he's the everyday shortstop. And I was like, oh, I assume because you love moving your infielders around that he would go back to the same split time between short and third. That probably costs you a gold glove unless you can make the utility one. That's only two positions. But then Jackson, I assumed, once he was up, would be second and short. Now I get it. It's like, you know what? This guy is just an everyday shortstop, and he should be playing it every day. Everybody else can move around, but this guy stays at short, and he is really special. And I think we are going to be talking about him in the same light as these other guys that you mentioned, because, I mean, all the tools are there again, and it just blows me away that he was, the 42nd overall pick, which meant other teams had a shot at him, some of them more than one, and somehow the Orioles end up getting him. And he was looked at as a little bit raw, a little bit of a project coming out of the high school in Alabama. But man, what tools. And yeah, so he's going to own that position for a long time.
Rock, how we just talked about Gunnar's defense. How do you see them as we head into the final week of May with the Yankees looming for first place there next week? How are they situated defensively overall?
I mean, as far as where guys are playing?
Yeah, and just like them, the potential and how strong they can be at certain positions.
Yeah, very. And I mean, obviously it's clear right now that, Jackson Holliday's playing against right-handers. And when it's a lefty, then it's like, all right, Ramon Urias or Jorge Mateo, who can we put in there? Because you got, a guy who won a Fielding Bible Award at shortstop a few years ago, and a guy who was a Gold Glove winner at third a few years ago, and they're having trouble getting off the bench. So they're on one opportunity is when there's a left-hander in the lineup. Jordan Westberg has to play every day. I was a little surprised he wasn't playing as regularly last year. He kind of fell in a little bit of a platoon when they had Adam Frazier at second as a left-handed hitter. But he's an everyday guy now, and for the most part, especially once Holiday becomes Holiday, which he eventually will, I feel like it's more of a set infield than what they've had. I mean, we're talking about all the, again, moving guys around, the moving parts, and all of a sudden it's like, you're going to reach a point where Westberg's your everyday third baseman. Gunnar's your everyday shortstop, and if Holiday hits the way you think he's going to hit, he's going to be your everyday second baseman with a few exceptions. And, of course, at first it's Mountcastle O'Hearn. So it's kind of a different look than what we've seen since, you know, Brandon Hyde and Michael Eisner and everybody took over, and what we were expecting this year. It really is more set than it's been in a while.
Rockabacco, MassinSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles A start a three-game series tonight. 7:05, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Baltimore Baseball tonight. Brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, me and Ryan Ripken live from Pickles Pub. All right, Bradish is coming back. We think he's pitching tonight. Means has been pitching. Numbers haven't been overly impressive. Cole Irvin coming off his best start as an Oriole. Kramer ties his career high rock with 10 Ks a couple of days ago. It's a good problem to have, but a problem nonetheless. So how is this problem getting solved over the next week to 10 days?
It's one of the more fascinating stories right now. I mean, I don't think any of us anticipated that Albert Suarez would complicate things. I wasn't even expecting to see him, certainly not in April, if at all, and not in the rotation as much as if they need a long guy in the bullpen to eat some innings for a little while. And Cole Irvin, we assume, okay, well, when so-and-so comes back, especially Means being a left-hander, he can go into the bullpen. And he has his best start ever with the Orioles, a 6 2/3 scoreless against a pretty good Royals lineup. So it's very complicated now. And, you know, Suarez is listed as Sunday starter in the Orioles game notes and Oakland's. But Brandon High was like, well, maybe Means. My assumption is still Suarez. Maybe they give Means one more. But at this point, you know, with the numbers, you'd like to see him better. But with Means especially – because he's not coming off an injury. Remember, he was just delayed with his throwing program coming off of the elbow situation, forearm elbow, in October. They're just trying to stretch him out. And he has been, I think, to what is he, like 79 pitches, something like that. So
right. He's
pretty much ready from that regard. I think you want to get to about 80, like with Bradish. It's like, all right, we're good to go. And since he's not coming back from any sort of injury, it's not inconceivable that you have him come up Sunday. And if you did, then you could push Suarez to the Yankees series, which I can't believe I'm saying this, but you want Albert Suarez facing the Yankees. I mean, it's just crazy. But I don't know how you are making room for all these guys. And then when Tyler Wells eventually comes back, they've got decisions to make with the bullpen. Does somebody get optioned? You know, I don't know how they're going to do it. And it's a pleasant problem to have. It's absolutely a problem. And they're not going to go with a six-man rotation. So you can kind of look at the pennants there, right? Maybe Ramirez's days might be numbered. All right, fine. But what are you doing with everybody else? And they're just going to have to figure it out. But it's crazy that it's not as obvious as we thought it would be if we'll just put Irvin in the bullpen and, you know, Albert Suarez, who knew? But he hasn't given up a run yet. So there's no way you can pull him out of that rotation at this point.
Rock, you mentioned the bullpen. Shaky week last week. And Cano gave up the homer, as did Webb against the Angels in that finale. Do you have any issues with certain spots within that bullpen for Brandon Hyde?
Well, definitely. If you listen to Hyde and watch the post-game interviews, he definitely was getting frustrated with the trying to get a lead to Kimbrel or having to get Kimbrel up. That 6th, 7th, going into the 8th area was getting a little dicey. And it was definitely a source of frustration. We keep saying, look, we got to nail this thing down. And it happens. But, you know, we have more than one guy who's scuffling a little bit. They've had a couple of tough nights. Then, you know, it's rough. And, I mean, Aiken and Tate got off to great starts, and I think they each gave up 3 runs in a game. You can clearly see they're being more careful with Tate. I remember asking Brandon a while back, like, is everything okay? He hasn't pitched in, like, 4 or 5 days. And he said, we're just haven't had the right situation. He'll get in there tonight, and he did. But his velo's down a little bit, kind of across the board. And I think coming off of the elbow and forearm issues last year where he even pitched in the majors, they're having to be a little more careful with him, at least early on, it appears, because there are those gaps between outings. But I think, you know, they should be okay, and especially because you could get some reinforcements like a Tyler Wells. He may be a bullpen guy again when he comes back. But also you got when the trade deadline comes up. I would guess they're always looking for pitching. And I think there's a pretty good chance at the deadline, if they don't bring in another starter, they'll certainly look at bullpen arms.
Hey, Rock, what's your confidence level in Kramer? Because he had a hell of an outing the other day.
Yeah, he's an interesting case where you get a start where you're like, you know, okay, that was a bit of a scuffle. You can see why, you know, maybe he slots more back into the rotation. and he's absolutely dominant in another one. You're like, you know, this guy's got closer to top of the rotation stuff. It just kind of comes and goes. And, you know, he had a great outing the other day with the 10 strikeouts and, what was it, 18 whiffs or whatever, career highs, but it was only 5 1/3. I know that that's, you know, because of all the strikeouts more than anything, but it's just funny how the game has changed where over the years, where if, you know, Palmer or Mussin or somebody went 5 1/3, we'd be like, it wasn't a great outing. But nowadays, you get 5 1/3, 10 strikeouts, whatever, we're talking about what, you know, what an outstanding performance it was. So he's just, you know, kind of a little bit inconsistent, but you see what he's capable of doing on any given start, and that's why, obviously, you keep him in the rotation. You could do a whole lot worse if Dean Kramer is a 4 or a 5.
Rockabacco, MassinSports.com. Rock, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend, and then the Yankees are coming to town with their new road uniforms. I hate them, but I think the new road unis are pretty cool, I got to be honest with you.
Hey, at least it's another division opponent. We've seen one right. So far in Boston. Pretty crazy.
And handle them nicely. Thank you very much. All right, Rock, yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rock. Thanks, guys.
There's Rockabacco, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Funhouse coming up next. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. And then Vic Carucci from NFL Network Radio talk about the draft. Looks like a lot of people hit home runs, except for Atlanta. Could we all be wrong when it's in the end?
Sports with balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, featured artist Friday. Elvis Costello is chosen by you, the people. 6 o'clock tonight, Baltimore baseball tonight, Orioles and A's, 7:05 first pitch. Me and Ryan Ripken getting you ready to rock and roll, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, Corbin Burns against Ross Stripling. American League East report coming up in about 25 minutes or so. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock, so we got a lot to get into. Nolan McGraw. He's sitting over there calmly waiting for the opportunity to make things fun. Do you want to say anything to the loyal listeners of our show before we go to the funhouse?
No, nothing at all. We'll get to the funhouse here and then a little surprise after that.
Oh, yeah.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here from Rashawn says, do you guys think the Ravens should have traded up to get Tyler Guyton? Seems like he would be more of an impact starter right away than Nate Wiggins.
No, I mean, Tyler Guyton was a guy that could play both tackles that needed some a little development. So I don't they had a definite conviction about Wiggins, and he was 20th on their board, and they were talking about how he fell to them. So I would say definitely not.
Seems like a way for Rashawn to ask a Cowboys question without mentioning
gotta
the
work.
Cowboys.
And Todd Karbovich, who we had on a couple hours ago, basically implied that even if they're there, they're taking Wiggins anyway.
Yeah.
This one here from Keith in Ellicott City says, interesting to go back and read Dominic Rogers Cromartie's pre-draft evaluations. Seems almost identical to what they're saying about Nate Wiggins.
He was fast and all. I don't really recall. I mean, Cromartie, I'd have to go back and read his report. I don't know. I'm familiar with Wiggins. I'm not as familiar with Cromartie's report when he came out.
This one says, Bob, I hope Wiggins is more, or excuse me, is better than Emmanuel Forbes was, who Lewis Reddick was also very high on. Washington didn't get much out of him as a rookie. Similar size, similar frame. Hopefully the Ravens coach this kid up.
Didn't you like Forbes coming out last year, too?
He had the most interceptions ever. I like he had 15 interceptions. And, Bob, we're going to see if it was coaching. You know, I mean, look how screwed up things were in Washington last year.
Well, he was pining it, though.
He was not. But he was a stick, too. He was skinny. That was the big thing with him, that he was so skinny, kind of like Wiggins. So, I don't know. Well, if he plays and does well this year, Bob, then it was the coaching last year. But if he doesn't play well again and he's pining it, and then, to me, That was a major bust by a lot of people, including I liked him a lot coming out.
By the way, to the texter's point, to answer your question, yeah, we all well, he's better than that guy was.
And this one from Chris says, which team last night made you exclaim, what the hell are they doing? I'm stuck between Atlanta with Penix and Buffalo, allowing a rival to get a top-tier receiver.
And trade back twice. Yeah, I would say the same two. The same two. And I can't wait till we have Vic on because he lives in Buffalo, and I'm going to ask him, you know, the hell are the Buffalo Bills doing? I mean, we had Kirk Cousins' agent, you know, bitch. If I'm Josh Allen's agent, and if I'm Josh, I'm calling my agent, like, what the hell are they doing? You know, I mean, so.
Maybe think Adonai Mitchell's the dude all along anyway.
Yeah. So I don't have a, I'm in total, the Atlanta one just baffles my mind.
Right,
totally.
And obviously Cousins not happy, but how do you think Penix feels? I mean, you're happy to get drafted, but now he's seemingly.
When do I play?
Right. You know, if he got drafted by someone else, he starts day one.
Yep.
It's already old. Older, at least. And before we hit the break here, been doing these throughout the week. Two more tickets to see Missy Elliott. She's coming to CFG Bank Arena on August 1st. The Out of This World Experience. Tickets on sale right now, courtesy of Live Nation. We're going to give away a pair right now. I want caller number 6 at 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see Missy Elliott.
When we come back, NFL Lunch, feed you some more football, get more into this draft as well. Stay tuned for that. American League East report, round 115 or so. Oakland splitting a 4-game series in New York against the Yankees, which benefits the Orioles, who come home tonight. Percentage points in front in the American League East. Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, talk about last night's draft. Look ahead to day 2. And then another funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw and Mr. Electricity before Inside Access takes over, coming up at 2 o'clock live from Pickles Pub.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.